Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to analyze how the system uses humor to discredit the liberty movement and those that question corruption. The Corbett Report attacked myself and Jesse Ventura last night. We'll be looking at the Denver International Airport. Coming up a little bit in the third hour, I also have this Bruce Fine interview I did yesterday. Well, I wanted to play a video clip of Bruce Fine talking about we are at the verge of despotism. Just a section of it, but I'm going to have all three parts of the video posted at Infowars.com. So that's coming up. Got a bunch of economic and police state news and Iran news and space news I'm going to get to. But right now, let's go back to your calls. I wasn't trying to get in an argument with the last caller if you just tuned in. But people call it disagreeing, and they said, you know, you're wrong about Fukushima, and then I can't understand what I'm wrong about. And they just keep repeating, this person's an expert. This person's an expert. All right, they have a website. It's on the internet. I'm like, I know websites are on the internet. I'm just, I don't know. That's just sometimes. I love people that disagree with me because sometimes they bring up real things I've been wrong about. Like yesterday, I went and did research. I said, we're at DEFCON 4. Well, then I didn't have time to look it up this morning because I actually couldn't find it. Isn't DEFCON 1 the worst level? And I was trying to imply DEFCON 5 is the worst and we're at DEFCON 4. I get stuff wrong all the time because there's so much jumbled up there, I get things wrong. In fact, a lot of times on the weekend, I'll listen to a rebroadcast of my show. Not that I enjoy listening to myself, but you know, I'll listen to it. And I always hear some little factoid I twist, but it's not on purpose. But other than that, just because like my brain's like baling hay up there, and every once in a while gets a wire across the wrong way, and then everything gets foobarred or cattywampused or a little bit fandangoed. Doesn't matter. The general information I'm covering is spot on, and I challenge people to show me where I'm wrong. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Good to hear from you.
Hi there, Alex. You know, I think that he just didn't realize the broad scope of the whole thing, and he kind of focused on maybe somewhere where there's somebody that knows something, and you weren't so thorough, I guess. But that's not really true either. So,
well, I also see these comments and emails about, why don't you cover the Federal Reserve, or why don't you cover the Vatican calling for world government, or why don't you cover what Israel did? And I've always covered whatever it is they're saying. And I'm like, again, if the one video they watch of you isn't what they're into at that time, you're covering it up. And again, that's one-dimensional moron thinking processes. But side issue, let's get off me. I apologize. How can I serve you, Mike?
Doors up for us, for me. I mean, that's exactly. I mean, I have the Jekyll Island book next to my bed here, and I was going to call and ask you about... We have a lock and dam here around Peoria, and I was wondering how you can monitor when they empty it, because I heard about the Nebraska nuclear plant, and it's because they did not empty some of the water when they should have, the Army Corps of Engineers. So I'm curious about that.
Well, that got covered up, whatever happened in Nebraska. France had a big nuclear spill. They've covered that up, and radiation levels have gone up all over Europe. Our radiation levels have gone up from Fukushima because we're right downwind from it across the Pacific, and that's been covered up. I mean, the media never gave it attention. The EPA said, we're just going to raise the level of what we say is safe, and then it's basically a non-issue.
Sometime somebody off air with me. I live in between Springfield. Yeah, I live around Peoria. I live in between Springfield and Chicago, and we have the Department of Agriculture. We have so many things going on right here. In fact, I'm trying to get a hold of public access TV here in East Peoria, but they won't return my calls, and it's inside the school, so it's like...
Yeah, you have to physically go down there and go through the bureaucracy and get the shows on. There'll be some effort. But get in there, get it done. Every person we reach out to is key. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us. We'll try not to go cattywampus.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are continuing with your phone calls. We're now 8 minutes into the second hour today. In about 25 minutes, we're joined by investigative journalist there on Capitol Hill, Wayne Madsen, who'll give us a huge breakdown on what's happening in Iran, in the latest on Libya, where he's traveled and visited, Syria. Also, we'll get the latest investigative info he's got on Barack Obama. He's been going to Chicago and other areas and digging in to that. But I want to put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not just a radio show, folks, the article. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com and find it. Iowa Blitz. Ron Paul goes for Newt's throat. We copied Drudge's headline, but we added the little blurblet. Ron Paul's campaign bought airtime in the important caucus state of Iowa in order to inform caucus participants about Newt Gingrich's record, not only as a flip-flopper, but as a seasoned insider pushing the establishment's big government agenda of carbon taxes and endless war. Now, if you scroll down, you can see the 60-second ad that is there. And then below that, we have the two-minute version. And I'm calling this Operation Sink Gingrich. Now, we've already done newscasts. We've already done reports. In fact, last week I did an in-depth report about him supporting carbon taxes, open borders, amnesty, socialized health care with the Nancy Pelosi clips and things. So I think I'm going to have Kurt also add that to that page because we make no mistake, folks, true libertarian constitutionalists, you could call us conservatives, whatever label, we're into freedom. We like the founding fathers. We think they had good ideas compared to what we're seeing, you know, the globalists bring forward. We exposed Perry. People 6 months ago thought we were crazy. He didn't go to Bilderberg. He didn't work for Al Gore. He didn't support health, government health care for Hillary. And then it all came out. And they're like, wow, you didn't lie about that. First, we put it out. Then some Tea Parties picked it up. Then Drudge picked it up. And boom, that was over. And I'm telling you, folks, there's no other, quote, conservative libertarian outlet that will actually expose these candidates but InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because we transcend these labels of liberal conservative. Now, that said, the only other big outlet is Drudge, and that's why I gave him kudos earlier. The system undoubtedly does not like the fact that Drudge is top-linking to videos of Newt Gingrich supporting carbon taxes and government-run health care and stuff like that. You've got to get these out, because I talked to friends and family. I was talking to one crew member. He was at his father-in-law's this last weekend. He's like, I like Gingrich. He's scientific and really smart and a statesman, and he's got it. They kind of buy that media talking point of Gingrich has a lot of ideas. He's really a great guy. You know, Gingrich is the most conservative. Newt Gingrich is a Republican version of Al Gore, but Al Gore is corrupt and anti-freedom and pretty dangerous. He's a bad guy, but I've gauged him. I've been around him in person, just like I've been to events Gingrich was at years ago. And I'm telling you, on the chart of 1 to 10 of the evil aura, Gingrich is about a 9.5. Al Gore is about a 6. So I'm telling you, and I know why. He's part of some really creepy futurist societies that, you know, talk about global enlightenment and the end of the family and all this Luciferian buzzword stuff. He's definitely on the inside track. Newt Gingrich, through academia, has been brought in to the highest levels of the Illuminati. I can tell you from deep research. He walks like a duck. He quacks like one. He gives all the little key signs. Beware Newt Gingrich. And he's probably just a ringer for Obama. Because, you know, because the globalists like Obama. They like the division he brings. They like the fact that he can care less and just reads off a teleprompter. So he's a ringer. He's so many other things. And now Ron Paul is number two, undisputed. CBS, ABC admitted it. He's number two. You destroy Newt Gingrich with his own record, like we've done Mitt Romney, like we've, he's not totally destroyed, but he's flopping around damaged. Perry is in deep trouble. He was high-level Republican analysts thought he was going to be the man, and you saw him try to push him. And what did we do? We just fired torpedoes right into him. And Drudge linked to those torpedoes? Bye-bye, Rick Perry. Bye-bye, Mitt Romney. Bye-bye, Newt Gingrich. But bye-bye hasn't happened. Submarine pops up. There's that big fat whale of a tyrant, Newt Gingrich. Fire at will. Fire at will, Commander. But you've got to fire on him. Open fire. Fire at will. Go to InfoWars.com. Get that article linked in red. Get it out to everybody. And I'm going to go through some of our videos we put on the YouTube channel where I've exposed him, and I'll get those posted there, too. Nice little arsenal area for you to get it out to your Republican family members who are just as ignorant and just as in the dark and just as conned as the moron Obama supporters. You cannot make fun of Obama supporters for being upset about Bush and hoping that Obama would change things because he lied to him. You cannot sit there and make fun of them and then support Newt Gingrich. You are as big a moron. A willful moron. So we've got to force Republicans to look at what Newt Gingrich is, and they don't want to, though, because, see, they got sucked into the con. This is how the con works. I'm going to your calls. Because I know I was conned. I was a senior in high school. No, I guess I was out of high school when all that happened. Yeah, I've been out of high school for a while. Point is, I remember being in high school and watching Newt Gingrich, you know, leading the Republicans, and so he could take over the movement when they got elected. The system knew what was going to happen, and then basically kill all the real reforms and bring in false reforms. But I remember in 94 and all the things he did. And when the media would attack Newt Gingrich, I wasn't sophisticated enough to go, well, if CNN's attacking Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton's attacking him, Newt Gingrich must be good. You know, Bill Clinton, burned up Waco. Bill Clinton's for gun control. Bill Clinton's for the UN. Bill Clinton's for the Federal Reserve. I at least knew enough about that. I was kind of like a mainline Tea Party person is today. I knew socialism wasn't good. I knew private property was good. Yeah, but I mean, I was a decent person, but still very ignorant. And I thought, well, if Al Gore and Bill Clinton are attacking him, he must be good. And I got his book and I read it. And then I started waking up to him and actually watching C-SPAN and saw some of the freshman people in the House talking about what he was doing and how he would kill deals behind the scenes. And that was another beginning of my awakening. And so take heart. Just like I woke up to how I was being conned, we've got to wake up Obama supporters. We've got to wake up supporters of Newt Gingrich. Because once you show them, I mean, a great example we covered on the nightly news last night, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and told what Politico, she said, I got dirt on Gingrich and I'll release it at the proper time. That's after he has the nomination. Oh, he is a lame duck. The cheating on his wife, the adultery, the lying about it, but then it goes on and on. The lobbying, the corruption, the bailout supporting, the sanctuary cities, the illegal supporting, just all of it, the government health care, individual payer mandate. It goes on and on. The end of the family. I mean, this guy is a walking globalist. People think, well, no, he flip-flops. He's a smart politician. No, he's not in the way you say. The flip-flop is that he'll say conservative things but do globalist stuff. Okay? That's where the flip-flop is. And Pelosi came out and she said, I'm going to release stuff on you. And he said, oh, give it to me now. Give me a Christmas present. Like, oh, you know, throw me in the briar patch. These two do TV ads together promoting carbon taxes. It's all a big, sick joke. He is a ringer, period. Period. Newt the Ringer Gingrich. We must sink him. We must sink him now. Okay, I'm done ranting. Let's go to Ed and PA, then Jay and others. Go ahead, Ed. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Pretty good.
On RT, there's a little thing a lot of people missed. It was a Russian general complaining that HARP stopped their spacecraft from going to Mars. And my father...
Now, wait a minute. That is big news. They're saying that their spacecraft was sabotaged by different waves or systems that hacked it. Because there's certainly microwave weapons and other things that can do that. I don't know if I'd call it HARP in general. What was the headline on that? And I'll look that up.
Just Google Russian General Grunt HARP.
Russian General what?
Grunt. They call the spacecraft Grunt.
Russian General. Okay, I got it. Russian General Grunt.
And HARP. HARP.
Okay, we'll get that RT. Is it RT or is it something else? Yeah, that's not RT. So I'll have to look into that and see if we can find that video. What else is on your mind?
Yeah, my grandparents on my dad's side escaped from Russia like around 1918, and me and my dad always used to have long discussions on how Russia was becoming more like America and America was going toward Russia. This was 30 years ago. And I wish he was alive to see that their Formula One race cars running around the Red Square, and they had a big crane with a bungee car going up and down with people getting in it right outside the Red Square. And the Russians are finally, I know they're controlled by the mafia, but they're finally starting to get some some money going and some things going. It would tear me apart to see us go to war, with the Russians, and it would be deadly for both sides. The Russians are a totally different race of people. They're Slavs, and they could cut our heads off. I mean, they're bloodthirsty.
Well, I appreciate your call. I think all humans have the capability to be bloodthirsty. The Russians are certainly smart. Now, they're very scientific. Now, let's expand on this and look at what you're getting into. I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin or Medvedev or any of these people. All I know is the Russian government pays people to have children and is anti-eugenics. Okay? And that's the difference right there. Yeah, it's a mafia. Yeah, it's corrupt. But they don't want their people to all disappear off the face of the earth. The globalists that run us are sick. By the way, I did find the RT article he mentioned. We'll cover it when we come back, and we'll get to Jay, Joe, Lyndon, and Ryan. Stay with us. We'll be back.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls, and then we're going to pull up that article again or print it off where RT did ask the question, did Western groups sabotage the Russian space probe to Mars? I know that governments basically do that to each other. The U.S. government a couple of years ago accused the Chinese of firing lasers at our satellites. And there was a big high-level diplomatic fight over that, or row, as they call it. Jay in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I had just a quick question for you and then maybe a comment or suggestion. When you first mentioned the article on the Drudge Report, Ron Paul Goes for Nukes wrote, you mentioned it should have, that's the kind of thing that should send it, that video into the millions of views, which I completely agree, and it's good for, you know, to see that kind of visibility. I noticed that that YouTube video, the number of views on that does not increment, and I was just wondering.
No, that's a big misconception. It's caching. It's a caching issue with YouTube and other systems. When it goes to 301 views, it's only on one server, basically, with YouTube, and it's low quality. Once they know a video is a bigger video, it takes about 5 hours to a day to update, and that's why the view counter jumps. It's not a real-time system because you're not on one computer. That video is out on clouds and content distribution systems, and so that's a caching system. Especially when you put a video up and it's like 100,000 views an hour. We've had that happen. They might freeze it for a day sometimes as the computers check that it's not some automated spam system to game the YouTube system. But the reason I was mentioning Drudge having it as the top link, you know, the point is that this is really becoming a big news issue of how corrupt and out of control Newt Gingrich is. And I was just saying thanks to Drudge for helping Ron Paul out. I mean, Matt Drudge obviously is a patriot and is really, over the years, getting more and more awake to the full spectrum of what's happening and has really been exposing all these Republican candidates that are globalist. And that's a big deal for what is the number one internet news site and the number one conservative news site. I'll assure you the establishment does not like it. I will assure you that the insiders are not happy about the fact that Matt Drudge, probably more than anybody other than this show, has helped torpedo all of these rhino Republicans. That's a big deal.
Well, it's as much as they'd like to deny, that people are waking up and, pretend it's not happening. This is the kind of thing that they can't deny, and they can't keep a lid on this type of information.
Well, that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
Just a comment for you was I know that you have I've really enjoyed the variety of guests that you have on the show. I do know that from personal experience, I know when you had author Naomi Wolf on the show, for example, I had a friend who was actually kind of surprised that person was on and pleasantly surprised, but it does a paradigm shift for people, you know, when they when you have different people on like Roseanne Barr or Naomi Wolf or others, maybe it gives something people to share and say, hey, you know, I know you like this author or I know you like this performer or lecturer. Did you happen to catch them on InfoWars or that kind of a thing? I just think that it is another way for people to introduce the show.
No, I agree with you. And then some people say, well, why are you having a liberal on? Or why are you having some other person that you don't agree with on? That's the whole point of getting dialogue going. I believe in my ideas, and I believe they're stronger than theirs, and I want to engage them as humans and say, hey, let's get past left and right. Let's talk about right and wrong. Let's talk about liberty and freedom. The system wants everybody in their camps hating the others. That's divide and conquer. So we never have a real discussion and really understand things and really turn things around. Roseanne Barr and Naomi Wolf, they have no future in this new world order. Neither does the children of these mainline Republicans. And so that's why I'm doing that. I really appreciate your call. More calls coming up. Here's the article out of RT. Did U.S. climate weapon knock out Russian probe? Russian space experts are struggling to decode fresh telemetry signals received from the stricken Phobos Grunt probe. Meanwhile, rumors are circulating that America's ionosphere research site in Alaska caused the spacecraft failure. A total rumor. They wouldn't use HARP to do that. They've got all sorts of microwave and other weapon systems that could. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food. Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
Okay, while we're getting Wayne Madsen on the line, I want to remind you that I'm going to play clips of the Colbert Report from last night on Comedy Central, where they attacked Governor Jesse Ventura and myself and made a big joke out of investigating the Denver International Airport, and then basically implied that we think the world is going to end in 2012, or roughly a year from now, in late December of next year. I have always said that that's a fraud, that it is not the end of the world, but you watch, when it's not the end of the world, I will be attacked for being wrong, saying it would be the end of the world. And what they just mix it all together. It's very funny, but that's why good humor is so powerful to sell a lie. The piece starts with an old lady there saying, "Hi, welcome to the Denver International Airport." And then they have her morph into a reptoid vampire lizard. Pretty ridiculous. So I'm going to play that. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you'll obviously be able to watch it. For radio listeners, you'll be able to hear the audio, and I'll break down the propaganda. Then we'll also get that posted by tomorrow for everybody at InfoWars.com. Because not only do we stream the show live at PrisonPlanet.tv, we then also post almost all of Alex Jones Live, this daily radio / TV show, and the nightly news every evening at 7. The PrisonPlanet.tv members get to see when it airs live, when it airs the first time and then restreams throughout the evening and is archived. Then we post almost all of it there at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube with 160 million views on that one channel alone. So those of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, you get the high quality, all the films, the higher quality podcast, commercial free, my book, Paul Watson's book, everything in one place. But even better, you are then supporting our entire news operation to have this posted on thousands of video sites across the web every week, and it reaches millions of people conservatively on those news video websites alone. And we've already got some cable systems around the country that are picking it up off the internet or downloading the file after it airs live and playing it. And I'm just in the beta testing mode right now, but we're moving into getting more reporters, a few more crew members, thanks to your support. And then we'll go ahead and I think I'm going to go ahead and just make it an hour long every night. We've been beta testing 2 hours, 30 minutes, an hour, and then really take it to the next level. But that's what we're doing here. Never resting on our laurels. The only area I haven't gotten into is publishing, even though I've had a lot of big New York publishers call me. They want me to do like Glenn Beck does, have a new book every 6 months that I don't write, that has my name on it. And it makes a lot of money, but, and maybe I should do it just because of that and then use that money to fund this operation. The point is it takes a lot of time, even when it's being ghostwritten, and then it comes out and it's a huge hit if 100,000 people read it. I mean, whoop-de-doo. I can make a YouTube video today in 10 minutes that'll be seen by 100,000 people, guaranteed. I can drive down the road shooting a YouTube talking about points and 100,000 are going to watch it. I make videos that 35, 40 million people watch. And in the final equation, it's not about money, but I do need the money to be secure and strong and be able to fight lawsuits or attacks and to expand this operation, not just keep it where it's at in the face of this depression. So I might actually get into that area because they're knocking down my doors. The problem is I've been through this once and refused to let the book be published because the ghostwriters that people get you just it isn't what you really believe. So I don't know how to do that. All right, side issue. I'm now digressing. Coming up, I'm going to play the Colbert report from last night and give you an example of propaganda and demonization. The latest on the TSA, NASA telescope confirms alien planet in habitable zone. That's interesting. I'm going to break that down. Europe is setting itself up for a decade-long recession. You mean depression. Iran's Revolutionary Guard prepares for war. Now it's admitted that drone was shot down. We're going to break that down and also take your phone calls. But I'm going to get to the Colbert report, and I'm also going to play part of this Bruce Fine breakdown of a speech he gave. Very powerful. Kind of on a Bruce Fine jag right now because I had him on yesterday, and then I happened to see my video, my interview with him posted yesterday, and saw the other suggested videos and started watching his speeches this morning. And he just really has a way with historical breakdowns, so we're going to play that. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Insider, These Times, The American Conservatives. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Columbus Dispatch, Sacramento Bee, Atlanta Journal Constitution, and others. And whenever you're watching C-SPAN in years past, I've seen him over and over again, watching some international spy event or national security hearing, you'll see Wayne Madsen back there reporting. Back there writing notes. And so he's always got a lot of hot issues, a lot of times over the horizon info. You hear it from Wayne first. I got a lot of questions on Iran, on Syria, on Libya, on the Iran attack, on the police state. But it's always interesting to ask Wayne what he's working on right now first. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, good to have you here with us. What are you looking at first right now?
Well, I had been checking out this new, what we could call the Obama Doctrine, and it's under the rubric of something called Mass Atrocity Prevention, MAP, otherwise known as Responsibility to Protect, R2P. This is all coming out of the National Security Council, particularly a woman named Samantha Power, whose husband you, of course, are familiar with, Cass Sunstein, who is Obama's information czar, propaganda czar. But this is basically something that came out of the Soros, George Soros-funded think tank, that basically gives the United States the cover of humanitarian intervention to launch aggressive wars. And we've seen it already play out in Libya. We're seeing it play out in Syria. We're also going to see it play out in Iran, but that's more of a military operation right now than trying to undermine various groups, undermine the government with various domestic opposition groups. And we're seeing it play out in Russia right now with charges that the election there wasn't fair. We hear Hillary Clinton making these statements as she normally does before she lets loose the dogs of war on these countries. And China is another country that's in the gun sights right now.
And not that China or Russia are wonderful people. It's just that the banking cartels, the most nasty people ever on human history, have seized America. So it's not Russia, China good, America bad. It's banksters have hijacked America and are trying to use us to bully other countries, especially Russia. I know there's more of an incestuous relationship with the banksters and China. Looking at this new idea that the West funds rebels who attack the government. If the government fights back, it's called oppression. If they fire tear gas, it's called oppression. But here they billy club people, and then they invade the country. Now we see the UN wanting to declare Syria a war zone. The puppet Arab League calling for attacks, Al-Qaeda being sent now out of Libya into Syria, all of this confirmed. How does the system square this, that we've got to give all our rights up and have TSA fondle our children and strip search old ladies because they might be Al-Qaeda hiding in their diaper, but then Al-Qaeda's good, though, and fights the evil Assad in Syria?
Well, I mean, Al-Qaeda's always been the CIA. They created them. They nurtured them. They used them when they have to use them. I mean, this is quite apparent as I'm right now working on a book on the Obama-Satoru-Dunham connection with the CIA. You look at past operations, even before the Mujahideen war against the Soviets, and you see this play out over and over again, the U.S. supporting these various groups that in some cases come back and bite us big time. And it's quite clear, of course, that Obama and especially his grandparents grew up in this type of environment. His mother grew up in this type of environment. So he's perfectly happy with his own doctrine, whether it was given to him or not. He's happy with it. And as far as overthrowing governments by saying they're not democratic. Right now, presently, Greece and Italy have unelected governments in charge of those countries. And we have Hillary criticizing Russia, Hillary criticizing China, other countries, when in fact Italy and Greece have unelected governments in charge. And just yesterday, Belgium, which has been without a government for over 500 days, appointed a government which is very unreflective of the situation. That country is being split in two between the Flemish and the French, and the government is not representative of the people, but it was another government installed by the bankers because Belgium's credit rating has been reduced. And today we find out that 15 members of the Eurozone are also facing similar credit downgrades if they don't get their house in order. Is this a prelude for installing unelected governments on those various countries? I believe this is what we're seeing now. The bankers are in charge. We've got the suppression of the demonstrations in this country with tear gas and and as you mentioned, billy clubs and all kinds of. Now we have the Pentagon offering free military hardware to police departments around the country. Your warnings about the fascist takeover of this country, I'm afraid it's over. We have it. It's in place now. So what do we do about it?
Well, Wayne, let me get to that point, because on the nightly news last week, I covered a report that got into a very, very important issue, and that is the fact that in Time Magazine, in Newsweek, in the Financial Times of London, in all of these publications, Wayne, they just calmly come out now and say, you know what? Rule by governments and elected people's bad. We need a technocracy. We need experts. And the Economist actually said this is a good system, and it's good that Goldman Sachs has taken over Europe, and it's good that they're installing leaders now who are part of the Bilderberg Group and groups like that. And they are now just flaunting it. We see Newsweek saying the Constitution's the problem, when getting rid of the Constitution has brought us to this point. So there's this now, there's this hiding in plain view that I saw that opening salvo of 2 years ago, with the article titled "And Now for World Government," that was in the Financial Times of London, and their foreign editor said, yeah, it's authoritarian, yeah, it's secret, yeah, it's ruled by bankers, and it's undemocratic, and we're going to do it. And so now they're calling it the, you know, United States of Goldman Sachs in Europe. They're just publicly saying this, and Congress is saying, yeah, we'll use troops on the streets, and we'll secretly arrest you for no reason. And Obama's like, I'm going to veto that because I already have that power. I don't need Congress to tell me I can. I mean, it's even Twilight Zone-y for me seeing it coming a million miles away, Wayne, because it's so out in the open and so obvious. And yes, they said in Europe they're going to install unelected technocrats from the banker-installed bureaucracy. I mean, it's really happening, Wayne. I'm sorry to be...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I ran a story this past week. We know that Obama was over in Asia. He announced he was they were going to open five new military bases in Australia. And I got tipped off by a well-placed person in the government of New Zealand who said that the U.S. military presence and intelligence presence in the Asia-Pacific region is unprecedented. He said he hasn't seen anything like it. The last time would have been World War II when we were fighting the Japanese in the Pacific. Now, what is this all building up to? This is a confrontation with China. And we know tomorrow, December 7th, what we all often remember, I think we're probably looking at down the road and in short order, some sort of military confrontation, maybe an attack blamed on the Chinese. It's going to put us in a full-scale war with China, with the Japanese, Koreans, Australians, Filipinos, and Vietnamese, and others as our so-called allies. But this is, I think, what we're coming to. It may be in the South China Sea, where the Chinese and the U.S.-backed surrogates in the area are now fighting over oil and natural gas reserves in that area. And I think if we have read much about how Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened and let it happen to get us in the war, and I'm afraid we may, and I'm not saying this is, you know, next week or next month, but I think down the road, especially if we see a second administration of Obama, but it doesn't matter. We could have one of the Republicans in there except for Ron Paul and a couple others maybe, but if we get a Gingrich or a Romney or somebody like that, forget about it. I think we're facing another Pacific war, and the warning came to me, as I say, from somebody very high-ranking in the New Zealand government.
And that's now confirmed, by the way. Iran has threatened to cut off Gulf oil exports if nuclear facilities are attacked. They have officially said, as of yesterday, they'll cut off Strait of Hormuz, 40% of the world's oil supply. It will conservatively go to $7 a gallon here, or $200 a barrel in adjusted dollars is a conservative estimate from that, Wayne. And you just literally hit the nail on the head there, because What's happening here is China has shed an attack on Iran in their major state-run media as an attack on them, just like the West, and I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese, it was one devil fighting another, the Flying Tigers, which were a corporate army, were sent in, as you know, for 2 years before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and were attacking Japanese aircraft in southern China and surrounding areas. The Japanese continued to protest. Their oil supplies were being cut off in the region. And so, being a warrior class, led by a warrior class, Yamamoto thought they'd probably lose the war. He said, I fear we've awoken a sleeping giant. And his command said, we might want you to invade the West Coast. He said, there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. Are you insane? But the point is, he still followed his orders and attacked. And China, the globalists have played a double game with all the cheap slave goods to deindustrialize their competition here. But you're absolutely right, Wayne, they've moved into this. We're going to come back from break and talk about it with Wayne Madsen. This is so incredible that these proxy wars with Syria and all these other areas is meant to get around China and Russia. And again, it's not America doing this. It's the banking cartel using our muscle to do it. And I want to get his geopolitical view in this segment, the next. Then I'm going to get to the callers who've been holding. Okay, I'm going to get to you. We'll do the Corbett Report thing after that. And then get into this speech on the police state. It's all coming up. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Side issue, but I'll get to it later if I can. The London Guardian and others are reporting that the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has come out and said that everyone in the national healthcare system will be opened up as a research patent, and that your blood, your DNA, your individual proteins are owned by the state. A federal judge ruled last Friday on the court cases of women's DNA for the cancer gene has been patented, so you can't get treatment for that. It costs, you know, $100,000 instead of a fraction of that, because they won't let it ever go generic, because your genetics are owned by them. And how'd they get your genetics? Everybody, for 40 years, it's now 40 years, we 40 years and 2 months, for 40 years in every industrialized country has had their blood taken for the secret database. And now David Cameron's public about it. They do what they want. They do atmospheric tests. They put stuff in our water. It's a scientific dictatorship. And while you're busy worrying about football and all the rest of it, they're absolutely hammering the daylights out of us, okay? That's what I'm here to get you to do, to think. Wayne Madsen, you heard my question, my friend, and you're really the expert on these subjects. They are full steam ahead for war. Iran, the situation is getting serious. They've shot down the drone that could have even been weaponized. They're admitting now that the West is bombing them, blowing up bases. Iran says they're preparing for war. I mean, things are really going into high gear. Where are we going?
Well, I believe we're already at a war, in a war situation with Iran, a low-level covert war. The shooting down of the U.S. drone is just part of this. The explosion at the missile base outside of Tehran was part of this. The explosion at the nuclear facility outside of Isfahan was part of this. And I'm sure we've got many other incidents like this happening that aren't being reported. Now, the Iranian government doesn't have a whole lot of interest in reporting it, because it would tell their people that maybe the government's not able to defend the nation. And, of course, the U.S. and our side doesn't want to report on this, because officially these are accidents that are taking place. This is how they're being reported from both sides. But every war game run by the U.S. Army War College, the Naval War College, where this scenario of going to war with Iran has been fed into the computers, it always has the same result. First, there's a regional war, and then it goes to global thermonuclear war. Remember the movie War Games from the early 80s, where this was always the ultimate result of these war games, was global thermonuclear war. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, because as we were talking before, a cutoff by Iran of their oil exports hurts China, which relies heavily on those exports. Now, where will China go to try to compensate? They'll go to the South China Sea, which will put them in a potential military conflict with countries like Vietnam, the Philippines, and others in the area. And that could get us in a war, especially if we, you know, put our Navy ships in there between the Chinese and these other countries. We're asking for the potential for some sort of an incident. We already know that even if the Chinese don't conduct an incident or bring one about, that we're always capable of doing one on our own and blaming them. Should I mention the Gulf of Tonkin and what happened there? It was, we blame North Vietnam for attacking two U.S. destroyers. They did not attack. This was totally made out of whole cloth.
Why do you think Gary Hart sent him a letter, what was it, 5 years ago, saying we'll stage terror attacks on ourselves?
Well, I mean, I think this is part of the scenario. I mean, we know about these false flag attacks and how they're used to promote these war situations. This global war on terror, this crazy thing that we lost all of our rights because of what happened on 9/11, another false flag attack. It's just that, but you go back through history, recent history anyway, of false flag attacks, and you find the CIA's fingerprints all over these operations.
Absolutely. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Final segment with Wayne Madsen. Then your calls. Then a ton of news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.